Bill Flores joins us. He's in the district traveling this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thank you. Where are you headed this morning?
I'm headed to Austin. I'm taking care of some constituent meetings over there, and then Paul Ryan's in Austin, and so he and I are going to visit with some of our Austin constituents as well.
Well, speaking of Paul Ryan, budget passed last week?
It did. We passed the fourth version of the Path to Prosperity budget, or the fourth budget we passed since I've been in Congress. It balances in 10 years. It cuts about $5.1 trillion in spending. We reformed Medicare so that it's here today, and also will be here for our kids and grandkids. Reformed Medicaid and a variety of other welfare programs also.
Now, one of the things that there at least are a number of, it seems, more conservative members of the House that are doing are asking for some sort of a replacement bill to vote on to replace Obamacare, and they want to do this before the August recess. Do you see that that's a groundswell of anything that will happen?
Yes, sir. I'm part of the Republican Study Committee. Actually, I'm part of the steering committee for the Republican Study Committee, and we have been we have taken a consensus of our 179 members that are part of the House, and we have said that we want to put up our own version of what health care reform looks like, and our leadership in the House has said that we will do that. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to get that done before the end of July, before the August recess. Excuse me.
All right. So Bill Flores joining us from the road this morning. Congress is in recess. So
we're in an in-district work period.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't call this recess.
Okay.
Today's Austin. Tonight's Bryan College Station. Tomorrow's Waco all day. So okay. It's busy.
All right. Congress not costing us any money today. How's that? All right. Now, okay. So that has to do with a vote in Obamacare. But now, obviously, there's still a thought that there should be some sort of immigration reform that would be voted on during that time period. What's the story there?
Well, I agree that we should have some sort of immigration reform. However, we've got a couple of dozen members of the Republican Party in the House that are just very hostile to immigration reform. And so that means that we don't have enough votes to be able to really bring the issue up. To me, if you break immigration reform into component pieces, you should be able to find enough consensus to get 218 votes on each of those pieces. But it's become a very toxic subject, unfortunately. The constituents in this district right here in the Brazos Valley are saying we need to address this issue. There are just some people who are very hostile about even bringing it up.
Bill Flores joining us from the road this morning. We're hearing more talk about Keystone. Can you give me any thought? I mean, obviously a lot of jobs will be created there. Where are we on the Keystone project right now?
Well, the southern part of the Keystone pipeline has been built. That's the part that didn't need any executive branch approval. The northern part that comes out of Canada and comes down into Oklahoma still requires White House approval or executive branch approval, and they have slow played that for years now. I think the president's going to approve that to try to make sure that some of his energy state senators that are in trouble will get reelected. He faces the real dilemma that the Senate is going to flip control to the Republicans, and one of the ways he might be able to try to prevent that is by approving Keystone. If he thinks about it from a political standpoint, his environmental base, if he approves Keystone, his environmental base is not going to suddenly start voting Republican, so I think they're going to be mad at him, but it's not that they're going to quit voting for him.
Okay, so again, to be clear, you seem to think that that the Keystone Project, the president may flip on this deal.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well,
but only for political reasons, not because it's good policy. You and I both know it's good policy.
I understand. Now, one of the things that you're going to be doing, again, is taking tomorrow's the one-year anniversary of the West tragedy there. I know that there's some move afoot in Austin to see that some sort of regulatory legislation takes place, some reforms there. What's your sense of what they're looking at in Austin, and do you see the federal government getting involved in some sort of reform?
Well, yes, let's start with the federal government. The president signed an executive order not too long after the explosion in West. I think a lot of us didn't realize that these types of hazards are scattered throughout our communities all across the country. And so the executive order, which I approve of, it basically says let's have a registry of these things so we know where they are and then let's make sure that our state and local governments have an idea as to what best practices are to be able to identify those risks and to respond in emergencies at those locations should something come up. Now, that's really all the federal government should do, I think. Tell you what, Scott, let me call you back in just a second.
Okay.
I'm getting pulled over by Highway Patrol.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Well, that'd be live radio, wouldn't it?
No. Don't hang up. Just leave the phone going. We want to eavesdrop.
Well, okay. I guess what we'll do is we'll go ahead and take care of Focus on the Family. I hope we're running tape on that. We probably got that.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah,
we were.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that. Okay. Let me see here. All right. We'll do that, and we'll be back. All right, headed to sports in just a minute. We have the congressman back on with us. Bill, what we were talking about is the legislation or the things that the federal government has done having to do with West. What kind of reforms do you possibly see on the state level?
Well, on the state level, I think that they need to develop the action plans to be able to help our fire departments and first responders deal with these types of incidents when they come up. Also, the local governments may want to consider what sort of zoning changes they want to make. And then last but not least, I'm going to have another interview with the Dallas Morning News this morning. We don't have a very good way to catalog the injuries when something like this comes up. And so the state may need to recommend some guidelines about how emergency responders track those that are injured in an incident like this.
Sure, that would make sense. Finally, you did mention you're working in the district. You're meeting with people in Austin today. So how are your town hall meetings going? What kind of indications are you getting?
Well, in this, we're doing a series of teletown hall meetings. We did Waco in the northern part of the district last night, and a week from Thursday, we'll have one for the southern part of the district. During those telephone town halls, last time we had about 4,300 people that were on at various times during the call. We ask poll questions, and we had a surprise come up on the poll questions yesterday. One of the questions we ask is, what's the most important issue facing America today? And usually number one is jobs and the economy, and number two is the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it's more commonly known. But yesterday, the number one item was presidential overreach, and that's sort of, this is an issue for a lot of us, particularly those of us in Congress, but right here in Central Texas, the Brazos Valley, people are very concerned about that.
Well, good to see that the portion of the public's paying attention. Then the executive branch trying to again, as you say, overreach. So it'll be interesting to see what the responses are there. Okay, so again, a week from Thursday is when it'll be geared toward the Southern District and folks. Now, if they want to take part, how do they do that, Bill?
Well, what we will do, if they'll contact our local office in Bryan, we can give them the dial-in instructions.
Okay.
Mostly what we do is we call out to all the phone numbers that are in our teletown hall database.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can either get their number loaded at the base, or we can give them instructions where they can call in.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, and drive carefully this morning.
Well, I hope everybody has a happy Easter. By the way, I blame me getting pulled over on you talking to you.
See?
So the police would let me go.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Just like we talked about. Yeah. It's better if you can blame it on somebody.
That's it. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.